Yeah, I mean, what struck me from the listens I've had to the record so far is that it does seem to work very well together. There's the times when the guitars and the rest of the band really sort of come out and really show what they can do.
Yeah.
And yet, as you say, there is definitely a focus on the vocals and the style of the symphonic metal that you're doing. You know, it's clearly very, very aimed at, around you. And it works. And it doesn't feel, from someone listening to it or from me listening to it anyway, it doesn't feel as though anybody's kind of had to go, oh, she's singing again, I'm gonna have to back off.
No. No, well, it is, because if my voice is in right position, then you can, well, basically put everything you like underneath, because I'm strong in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can have a really solid or heavy or thick guitar part underneath, because I will shine over anyway.
Yeah.
It's the other way around. So if I'm put in a position where my voice is quite unsure, then the band has to hold back for me to be able to still, well, let my voice reach somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So it's more like this. If I'm in a good position, then everything benefits.
And do you think that's got easier the longer you've been together as a band?
Maybe, but the boys aren't quite used to certain keys, and weren't that happy with my propositions at first. but luckily, then there's Joost, who can play Boz, and who can convince everyone, and well, say why it will work. And in the end, it seemed he was right. Wow. So now everyone is convinced. I guess for our next album, this will be much easier, because we just compare this one to Sacrificium and we will hear it.
And have you already started thinking about the next one? I know it's an awful thing to ask when you've just got the album out and you're just getting into the promotion. But as a band, have you already started thinking, okay, that one's done, really pleased with that, now we'll start thinking about the next one, or is it just something that will happen over time?
Yes, this will happen over time. Mm. Of course, there's an idea when a new writing process should start, but for now, let's just enjoy this one.
What sort of four tracks from the new album would you pick as being the ones that people really need to hear first?
Woo! Well, obviously Call of Destiny, because it's our single.
Yeah.
I would say the first track of the album, Where the Heart is Home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just a really high emotional affair, and I really poured my heart and soul into this one.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for Dark Night of the Soul, very emotional too, way different, but yeah, that's a really, I already get cold when I talk about this.
That's good.
Yeah, and then maybe also something like We Are Murderers, so you also have the, you know, the happy part. But I cannot sum the full album up in four songs.
It's, no, it's like trying to pick your favourite child, isn't it? It's not really something you should.
I don't have children, but I guess so, yeah.
But if you did, imagine that one. Who's your favourite?
I can imagine, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time talking to me.
You're very welcome.
Hopefully they were fairly different questions to the usual.
Well, you gave them a different twist.
There we go. That's what we like. That's what we like. I try not to read anybody else's, because otherwise they all end up the same.
Well, good call. Good call.
Well, thank you ever so much. And all the best with the new record. And are we going to see you over in the UK touring?
I've seen some UK dates come by, yes. Mm-hmm. So I guess we're coming your way, but it seems I can't really confirm, right?
No, that's fair enough. But it would be good to see you out here. So that would be fantastic.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, and take care. And
I will. Have a very nice day.
I'm going to try not to do too many interviews. See you soon.
That's okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.